What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
The question is, it's a 12-hour road trip, and you can only listen to one singer. Who's it going to be? Now, my first thought was, you're acting like it's a no-brainer, Bob.
It is a no-brainer.
It's Taylor. Yeah, she's on there. She came in like in, let's see, where is she? 14th.
She has a lot of music.
She does.
I think the key here is to pick someone with a lot of music.
And that does seem, I was actually really surprised. Like, I think of Reddit as, you know, a thing the kids do, and I like it, and I'll read a thing off of there or whatever. This skews older. It's surprising. But the question remains, and I actually think it's a pretty good one. Like, if you can only listen to one singer.
Or band. Or does that have to be
singer?
It has to be one singer.
Well, they say singer, but Okay. Some of these do feel more like band, because Paul McCartney is number two on this list, and you won't run out of material with that guy in 12 hours. But
no.
The Beatles, he's not always the lead singer. You could listen to all the Beatles.
Yeah, but his wings is highly underrated.
Oh my God, I agree. I love Wings. Band on the Run, come on.
One of the best songs ever. I can only think of like bands.
Okay, think of bands.
I was thinking like I could listen to 12 hours of Metallica.
Metallica for 12 hours. All right.
Now, see, that's interesting that you say that, because I was thinking, like, I'm a huge Metallica fan. I've probably seen Metallica live more than any other band of all the bands I've seen. I don't think I'd go 12 hours with James Hetfield, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just, that's the first one that popped in my head.
I actually think my go-to under most circumstance is Bob Marley.
Mm. And that's nice on a road trip. Like, you got to think road trip.
That's
too.
What I'm trying. I'm trying to think of what won't, because that can be background, or I can fully lock into it.
Yeah.
And I'm still happy.
Yeah.
But you can't. Metallica doesn't background the same as Bob does.
No, it's a little, it's a little ampy, you know, you definitely.
And
it's
not
relaxing.
I catch that crap. Like, I've talked to my kids about this, and I've explained, like, we'll be driving down the road and I'll go, you know, when I'm going for a surf, I put on Pantera, this, and I'll play it for them, and they'll be like, oh my God, how do you listen to this? It's a vibe. It's an energy. It's a thing. I'm going to go surf. I'm going to go ride the ocean.
Ready.
I need to be amped up for this stuff. And then, you know, when I want to relax and not be crazy, I put on something mellow. Like Taylor Swift.
A couple of the texters, 1707 says Prince.
Another
Prince is great.
And there's some depth there.
Yep. 707 says Beck. And then the 415 singer on a road trip, definitely Kelly Clarkson.
Mm. Oh. It's just, I feel like there isn't as much Kelly Clarkson that I want to listen to as some of these other ones. Beck was on there. They say Beck offers plenty of musical variety similar to, you know, some old schoolers.
He's got a wide range, that's for sure. Some dance music, some acoustic stuff.
His stuff, every album has its own vibe to it.
What are you saying? You haven't said anything yet.
You know, it's. I actually think it's really difficult. Like, I got to think, what do I want to hear on a road trip?
Is it Tori Amos?
It's not Tori Amos, although I do love her. But I was thinking, you know me, I'm total classic rock. I was thinking like Pink Floyd has some nice long albums that I really like. And Zeppelin would be, I would be into that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
One I agree with from the 510 said, all family road trips include hours of Tom Petty.
You know what? Tom Petty did well on this. He's number five. And Tom Petty crossed my mind because I feel like, too, depending on who's in the car, like Tom Petty's pretty universally at least liked. Like, you never meet someone who's like, I hate Tom Petty. It's like,
Shauna. Oh, she Tom Petty.
What?
Yeah. No wonder you divorced her.
Why? Like, what did he ever do to her?
She doesn't like his voice.
Oh, Prince is on this list. He's at number nine.
Yeah. Is Robert Plant on the list?
Yes. So Zeppelin's on there. So that's Robert Plant. They made it to number eight. I was actually sort of, again, back to, I was surprised at how kind of older this skewed, because I think of Reddit as being, you know.
Did Franti make the list?
Franti's not on there.
Too obscure. Okay.
Yeah. A couple of the comments. One person said, it depends. Do I like the people I'm with? If I don't, then Barry Manilow. Gonna go Barry Manilow.
Oh, Jane just went, what?
Here's one. I was driving to San Francisco from Las Vegas with my cousin, there and back, about 9 hours each way with one CD. Well, she thought it was a CD. It was a single, one song. Nickelback, How You Remind Me. When we realized it was only a single, we went for it. That's all we listened to the entire time, both ways.
What about Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam's on there. Hold on. It's somewhere in the teens here.
The Police would be good.
No, the Police aren't.
The Chili Peppers would be a band that has a million albums.
So I'll just start up at the top.
Okay.
And then we'll play a little game. Okay. The number one most answered was David Bowie. I'm with you. I also went, really? But when you think about it, like, he has five or six records that I'm like, yeah, I'd put that on.
No, I love David Bowie, but I didn't.
But what a thing to come out of it. Paul McCartney was second, so that's, you know, you're not going to run out of material there either. We just mentioned Wings and solo stuff, and of course the Beatles. Chris Cornell.
Oh, God, do I love him.
Chris Cornell was number three on this list. Pink Floyd.
That's Temple of the Dog. Yeah. That's Soundgarden. That's Audioslave. His solo stuff. Audioslave. Yeah, Chris Cornell is a good one.
Pink Floyd, high on the list at number four. Tom Petty. Johnny Cash. Which I want to listen to Johnny Cash.
I like Johnny Cash, but I wouldn't pick him either.
Paul Simon made the list.
No.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, I get it. My mom's a huge Paul Simon fan.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
There was some record, I think it's called One Trick Pony or something, that, man, that just never stopped being played at our house.
In fact, that's what I played at her funeral was Paul Simon music, because that was her favorite.
Funny. And I suppose you have all the Simon and Garfunkel stuff, I guess. Zeppelin came in at number 8, so that's Robert Plant. Prince is number 9. Queen is number 10. Queen would actually be, that'd be good. Radiohead came in at number 11, so that's Thom Yorke.
I like those guys. Yeah. I'd play that.
And that's good. I like that as road trip music. It's a little bit hypnotic and a little, you know, it's got that dark undertone.
That can be both where you lock into it and also, I could turn that down a little and it's the background.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, I'm into that.
Ozzy. Ozzy was number 12 on this list.
I had Ozzy on my list as well because with his solo stuff and Black Sabbath, you have a lot of variety.
There's a lot.
I mean, there's good vibes and variety right there for you.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, number 13. So Eddie Vedder.
Mm-hmm.
They say here, one of the quotes was, for a very specific voice like Eddie, 12 hours might be a lot, even if you're into the later stuff. Taylor was number 14. Beck was number 15. Michael Jackson at 16.
Mm.
Who else is interesting on here?
Michael Jackson's still making lists. Yeah. That's all right.
Beyonce was 18. Dave Matthews Band is on here.
No, U2.
U2 is on. Oh, no, they're not on here. They're in another.
Texter said Sammy Hagar. Your friend Sammy Hagar, because you got Montrose and his solo stuff in Van Halen.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, your boy.
Yeah, your friend.
What do you
mean? That's a good one. Yeah, that's great.
What are you rolling your eyes for?
You know, Weird Al Yankovic got a lot. He's in the 20s, but a lot of people were like, I'd listen to Weird Al.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.